And then I left my family behind, a big move and a wise one. I deserted my invalid husband, another very important career move, which I would recommend to any woman listening with a huffing and puffing old invalid in the other room. And I went to England, where I slowly became successful. I talked about my life and my family, and I had the wonderful opportunity of being a long way away from them. And so I had objectivity, Scott Simon. So slowly I caught on, and then, of course, when the Queen came to see me, the floodgates opened. I became a superstar. Mm-hmm. By the way, listeners, this is Dame Edna and little Scott Simon talking to you, in case you've just tuned in. And I came to America, to San Francisco, 4 years ago as an experiment. I thought, who'll come and see me in Frisco, perhaps? The village people. Poor little dysfunctional young men sitting there in their little singlets, and their little leather caps and rattling their chains. And I took off in Frisco, and I went to Broadway, and the point was that the laughter, the applause and the awards. Do you know, I left New York with more hideous statuettes than I think anyone in the history